don't have much time. Faith has been broken. Tears must be cried. Let's do some living after we die.
Slightly slow start this morning. Taking my time a little bit here. Just want to ease into this gently. We're on the radio. It's California. It's Laguna Beach. Very beautiful day today here. If you're not in Laguna Beach, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Can't all be here, though. It's a small world. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to paint it, as they say. Full English breakfast here on KX93.5, in which I, Jason Feddie, invite a guest every week who's a Brit, an expat. I'm not sure I like that term particularly, but somebody who used to live in Britain and now doesn't, and they're out here. And something interesting about that, the fact they're not British, not American, somewhere in between, mid-Atlantic people, all different shades sort of Britishness and Americanness. Anyway, today, Nick Hooper's here. Hello, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Just drag that mic toward you. That's it. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Now, here you are.
Here I am.
And you and I don't know each other very well, so let us begin. How long have you been in the United States?
I've been here 16 years now. I came over to San Francisco originally and then moved down here 12 years ago.
Now, were you running away from the law?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
Mm. And what crime had you committed?
Just...
The crime of boredom.
Yeah, the crime of boredom. Hate the weather.
Yeah.
So I moved to San Francisco, where the weather's even worse.
Weather can be bad there. People don't know that, yeah.
Yes. It's
And British people don't know that. People out here know. Yeah.
I went to California, right?
Yeah.
I got stuck with rain.
It can be rainy and cloudy. Do you have to live in San Francisco? Do you have to live up the hill or down the hill to get the better weather?
I think up the hill.
Up the hill would be
never afford it, though, so I had to live down the hill.
Right. So people think, by the beach, that'll be nice. And, yeah, of course, it's horrible.
Raining. Windy,
yeah,
cold.
Happens. A friend of mine recently, she's been there about 3 years now with her husband, who got a job there. Same thing. Completely, like, disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the summer's worse there than the winter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Crikey, but it's still a great city.
Great city.
And this
not complaining.
Big change for you.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
39. So you were still a young, very young man when you arrived in,
yes,
these shores.
Yes.
Yeah, and had you been here before on vacation when you were a kid or something?
Yeah, briefly. And then my older brother lived in LA for a while, so I'd been to California a bunch of times to see him.
Right.
And yeah, kind of assumed it was all the same in a way.
Yeah. No, my mum moved to Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, when she was was after I was raised, so she must have been in her 40s. Her husband got a job in Chicago, and my brother was in LA already. And sent home photographs of palm trees and all that.
Yeah.
And when they arrived in Chicago in January, my mother was like, well, where have you brought me? You know, she couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't think there's palm trees in Chicago.
No, and in January it's not, you know, it's horrific, the weather. So, yeah, it's a big country and lots of different topography and meteorology
right
in this place. So, yeah, it's not all the same. Can't all be California. Can't all be Laguna Beach.
It cannot. My stepdaughter's in Chicago right now.
Is that right?
She went to watch the USC Notre Dame game.
Really?
Yes. And
but they're having a tough time out of Chicago right now.
Yes.
Because they're out of the World Series.
Yes.
Yeah. Did the Astros win last night, by the way?
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, they won 4-0, I think.
Right, so that's them.
Yep. Astros, Dodgers.
That's a bit sad, really. I would like it to have been the Yankees and the... Yankee and the Dodgers would have been a cool thing. Yeah, what do I know? Listen, the truth is that I only get excited when it's somebody close. I'm not much of a supporter, but, you know, it's the Dodgers. They're doing well. Yay, Dodgers. But really, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not really loyal to anyone.
No. You loyal to a soccer team in Britain or a cricket team?
Yeah, I support
team or
Portsmouth.
Do you?
Yeah, they've had a bad time of it, though. We got promoted last year, but...
Not a name that comes up, you know, it's not up, they're not up there with the Manchester Uniteds and the Liverpools and the Chelsea.
It's hard to get my 9-year-old son to jump on board the Portsmouth bandwagon when you can't even ever watch them. And...
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit sad. Oh, well. How are they doing, Portsmouth?
They're in Division 1 now.
All right, that's the league below.
No, league below.
League below, below.
Yeah.
Right, there's a Premiership, then there's a...
Championship. Division 1, Division 2.
I don't think... My team's Leeds, which I think are not even in the... I think they're in the kiddies' toilet tent league.
Both those clubs did the same thing, right? They both spent too much money and then went bankrupt and dropped down the leagues.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yeah. Oh, well. The truth is, Nick, that I kind of don't care anymore.
No.
Isn't that a sad thing, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's not. I'm exactly the same.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. American soccer's building popularity. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, every kid plays it, it seems.
They started out with the girls, and now the boys are all playing, and who knows?
Right.
There's a team in Atlanta, I was reading, that regularly get 40, 50,000 people at a game.
For girls?
For professionals.
Really?
Yeah, professional team. They're called Atlanta United. I'm not kidding.
No, they don't get 50,000.
They regularly get 50,000 people.
We will Google it.
Let's Google. So Nick's brought a load of songs. How dare you challenge me on my own show? Nick's brought in a bunch of songs, which cool selection, and we're going to play his music while we chat about all kinds of things here on Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. It's 9:14 on a Sunday morning. Time to get up and do the things that need to be done. Here's a good version of this, of King Harvest song, Dancing in the Moonlight. It's Top Loader. I'd never heard it before.
Full English Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Dancing in the moonlight, every
It's an album in 1999 called Onkers Big Mocha. And the band's called Top Loader, who I never heard of before or after that. And they do this great cover there of King Harvest's song, Dancing in the Moonlight. It's very cool. It's got a nice groove to it. It's brought in by our new friend Nick Hooper here on for Cakes 95's Full English Breakfast. Play a little Indian music in the background. Don't know why. Just feel like it. You can't hear anything, but it's very... I feel like we're in a sort of, you know, late night Indian restaurant.
Oh, nice.
I'll have a couple more onion bhajis, please, mate.
Two curries for me, please.
Two curries. Are you a fan of the curry? You still do you seek it out actively while you're here?
I don't actively seek it out. No? I am a fan of it.
Yeah, not easy to find a good curry around here.
It's not. There's one in town, right?
Yeah. Do you know what? Every time we have this conversation, I always have to say it sucks.
Oh, really?
It's rubbish. Yeah. And if you're listening, Nataraj, step up your game. It's about time.
Right.
There's no need for it in a town like this. And the town's full of, like, not just Brits, but also, like, quasi-spiritual people who, you know, there's a big temple down here. What do they call those guys? Hare Krishnas, right?
Right.
And then there's a bunch of Baha'is and all that. They love Indian food, all those people. But the standard's not good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure I like a lunch buffet. Where do you stand on the lunch buffet?
I'm not a big buffet fan, but I'm not a big curry buffet fan.
No.
Because I can imagine it sitting out for
That's
a
the
while.
Thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I can't imagine that being good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And is it yesterday's? You don't know, do you?
Exactly.
Although
the colour of curry can hide yesterday's food.
It can. It's like just a slurry.
The off yellow, yeah. The mustard yellow.
Could be a multitude of sins.
Right, it could all be mixed together.
Mm.
That doesn't sound like a good next morning.
No, although a curry, if you do it right, a curry can be better the next day. It's one of those things like bolognese or something like that. That's sort of, I don't want to use the word coagulate on the radio, but I just did. So there you go.
You should say it again.
It will do that thing. So there you go. Anyway, that's all the time we have, so...
That's the food section covered.
Now, here, let's talk about soccer, because it turns out... Listen to this, it's going to blow your mind now. I Googled it. Average at Atlanta United, season attendance, 45,811, average.
It's impressive.
It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good.
I know, it's shocking, actually. Well, they have the all-time record for attendance, which was set this year in September, of 70,425. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Who was playing
playing Orlando City, South Carolina, SC. Not South Carolina. Orlando, obviously, Florida. Orlando City, SC. What's that? SC. Soccer club. Yeah. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So they've got some serious sponsorship.
Right.
Officially breaking the all-time record, which was previously held by LA Galaxy. The first game they ever played.
Okay.
At 1996, a big game, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really is growing.
It is growing.
In this country. Why not? Do you remember they tried to change the rules and have more goals?
Right, they were going to make the goals bigger or something.
Make the actual the goal...
I think that's what they were talking about, making the goals bigger.
Right.
Or something like the ball smaller. Or the goalkeeper, they cut one hand off or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. But the only country they could have played would have been Dubai after
right.
that, you know.
Dubai would have a lot of goalkeepers.
Right. You save on the shirts though, because you only need the one thing for the the one sleeve is the word I'm looking for.
Do you know when you were a kid and they get sent out the uniforms and there was always one that had like the sleeve was shorter or something. That's what they were building it for.
Right. What did that?
They were ahead of the time.
That guy.
Yeah.
So, it is growing, but it's quite a thing, actually. But they did try and change the rules, but it didn't work out. They went back to the original rules. Because they want more goals. That's the thing. Everybody said, the Americans have got their attention spans too short. So, they want more goals. But I think it's nonsense. The beautiful game. It's to watch the actual thing happening. It's not all about the goals. America, so capitalist, aren't they? Bottom line with everything.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I don't know.
We're both here.
We are here.
And there's a reason.
Yeah. But I'm jealous of anybody who's even, you know, I take it as a personal insult that people are richer than me. Should we play another song? Because we're not going to get through them, are we? It's 20 after already. How about Motley Crue? Tell us, why have you picked this? of all
I didn't
things.
Pick it. I called my wife and I said, what's your favourite song? And she surprised me with this one, because this was a... I wouldn't have put her down as a Motley Crue fan. And as we talked about it...
How long have you been married, by the way?
12 years.
12 years. She American?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So she's your anchor baby.
She is my anchor baby. Yeah. I have two anchor babies.
Two kids
here.
As well? No, wait a minute. Let's go. Let's move. Let's talk about the kids for a moment. Yeah.
Okay, so we have Jack and Holly. Jack's 9, Holly's 8.
Yeah. Hi, Jack and Holly, if you're listening.
They both go to the top of the world.
Yeah.
We live here in town. And then I have two stepkids that are 20. Twins, boy, girl.
Right.
And she's at USC and he's in Montana State.
So they're out. They've gone to college.
They've gone. They're not welcome back.
Right.
No, we see them quite a lot. They're great kids.
How do they respond to the British sense of humour?
They don't. They just tell me to shut up.
Do they?
Yeah.
They just roll their eyes?
Yeah. They just ignore. I'm pretty much ignored the whole time. I walk around talking to myself, just making jokes to myself, and people, no one laughs.
That happens to me, though, man. You get to, you know, you're a gentleman of a certain age, and you just get people eventually just say,
they just ignore you, right?
Yeah. He's not relevant anymore.
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking.
He's in their head. Oh, can Nick show up? Because he's really important.
Yeah, right. Tell him to bring his checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm for. So, Motley Crue, explain. What's your wife's name, by the way?
Claire.
Claire. Hello, Claire.
And so she, she surprised me with this one. And, you know, we talked about it earlier, like how these guys, the music video is hilarious. There's guys with torches rounding up women, and they're dressed like Motley Crue.
It's so like, because these days never get away with it, not with Harvey Weinstein and all this. We've all got to behave ourselves now.
I know, we can't round up women anymore.
Not anymore.
It's just not right.
No, and that's usually what I do on a Saturday night. It's my thing. Just go around rounding up women. But these guys were, I don't know, Motley Crue represent the sort of 80s heavy metal thing. They're not the hard men of rock, are they?
No, they are not. They may be, but they don't look it.
No, they spend a lot of time on the tour bus
teasing each other's hair and saying, can you do my makeup if I do yours?
Come over, let me comb your hair, bud. And what is it with the umlaut? There's two umlauts. It's actually must be pronounced Motley Crue.
Right.
Because there's two. There's an umlaut over the O and there's an umlaut over the U. There's no... I thought it was C-R-U-E, but it's not. It's C-R-U with the thing Motley Crue. So here's Motley Crue right now. Okay, it's 93.5. If we survive this, we'll be back in a mo.
We'll be right back. Are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Quite right, God save the Queen. Do you, Nick Hooper, my guest, do you fancy the Queen?
I don't fancy her.
Don't
I like
you?
Her. I like her. But
you don't fancy her? You don't consider it your patriotic duty to fancy the Queen? Would you, if it meant that, you know, for the sake of Britain, would you?
Well, who wouldn't?
Good.
You find me a person that wouldn't.
I don't know any Americans that would, but if you ask them about Hillary Clinton, you get a different kind of answer.
I think some would and some wouldn't, right?
Some would. Some don't. I would.
Really?
Yeah, definitely would. Hope the wife's listening right now. But you're disgusted. So you came out to the States 17 years ago.
Yeah,
changing the subject rather quickly. You came to college.
Yeah, I originally came out to San Francisco to go to school.
What were you doing there?
School, work.
I know. What subject were you studying?
I studied business studies.
Ah.
Yes.
Right.
Really.
Is it really boring?
Yes.
Was it? I imagine it's been
boring. And it doesn't get you credit for any kind of work environment whatsoever. The school I went to was tiny, and it was. I played soccer there for a while too, so that was the reason why I was there, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about American colleges, isn't it? They really sort of, the sports element can be big.
Right.
Studying business though always feels like to me, I don't know anything about it, so I'm just spouting. But you know, like studying basketball. But sitting in a classroom studying it, rather than all you want to do is be out on the court.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
It's not it's not a subject. It's a whole thing, right? It's like economics is a subject.
But right. It's the business, dark art.
Yeah.
Economics. Yeah.
But business is just a thing. So
is there anything since then, having gone into business or working in a business, is there anything from that time that you go that suddenly you go, oh, that's no, nothing.
Not really.
No.
No.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You learn more being out doing work, right, than studying work.
And so are you in sales now?
Yes, I sell real estate.
Well, that's a hard game.
It is a hard game.
It's just because it's a high value ticket.
Right.
It's a big purchase.
Yeah.
For anybody, really.
I agree, yeah. Especially here.
Yeah.
We do pretty well, though. I actually work next door. And I
saw that on your email. I saw Villa.
Yeah.
On the email. But the head office in Newport, right? And I was thinking maybe you work there, but you actually work next door.
Yes.
We don't ever see you because you're out in the field.
Yeah. We actually probably have seen each other, but we, you know.
Just in
dark glasses and run over in the morning.
Just another Brit, so you ignore him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A typical British style. No eye contact, head down.
Especially the longer you've been here.
Right.
If you first arrive,
you're happy and
you hear an English accent in a restaurant and you zoom over.
Yeah. Right. Hello, how are you?
Where are you from? Are you on vacation? I mean, holiday. Oops. Yeah. You know. Right.
Oh, I said trash, not rubbish.
Right. I see you're eating tomatoes. I've been here a while. How long have you been here? No, but your accent hasn't changed either in all that time.
It has a little bit, I think. Like when I speak to people back in England, they say it's
I have the same experience. Yeah. Exactly the same.
I just think they're lying. Just because I'm here and they're jealous of
right, they're
where I am.
Where do you
your accent's changed. No, it hasn't. I still sound exactly the same.
Where do you think you're from? You've forgotten your roots.
Yeah. I'm trying to forget my roots.
Well,
Andover wasn't a great place.
Andover in Kent.
No, Andover's in Hampshire. I was born in Kent.
I was going to say, because it says Andover, Kent, but I have been many times to Andover in Hampshire.
Why?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Why did you go there?
Because I made a record. I made my first record in not far from Salisbury. No, it was south of there. It was in what's just south of Hampshire? Which county?
Wiltshire.
Was it not Devon?
Well, Devon's way south.
Yes, yeah, further south. No, it was in. But we did the pre-production was in a friend of mine's house in near Andover, outside of Andover.
Okay, like probably a big house. Probably.
Further out on the M3.
Right.
It was a very nice house in the middle of the country.
Like Aylesbury or somewhere like that.
Well, it was actually officially, the postal code was still Andover.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was like, it was a gatehouse to a huge stately home or something.
Okay.
You
live,
but you never saw the stately home. It was so far away.
The driveway's 7 miles long.
Right. It was beautiful, very nice, you know, really lovely. And but the drive down, you know, from Leeds, it's a long way.
It is a long
way. In a knackered old car.
But it's weird because it's not a long way for here. Like, people go, I've been on road trips here that have gone like 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
If you did 2 days in England,
you
just drive off the end.
Well, that's it. People in England, also, you know, they'll say, like, oh, your gas, or excuse me, your petrol is so cheap in America. Well, it may be cheaper than Britain, and it is, but you don't drive 10 miles to have a haircut.
Right.
You know, so that's, we drive a lot, big distances, you're right.
Yeah.
That is a long distance. The roads are not great, too.
No.
So it's not freeway driving.
No, it's not.
And about the thing I remember most about the drive was a road sign on the way down, which always got me every time. And it said this: Milton Chilton did Cotton Wantage. So rhythmic.
Right.
As a musician, that's very Milton. I used to think, I've got to write a song, a rap. Milton Chilton did Cotton Wantage. It's very British.
It is very British.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's a beautiful part of the country.
It is beautiful. Andover's not a great town, though.
It's a military town, isn't it?
It's a military town, and it's kind of the town that's an hour away from London.
Right.
So a lot of people work in London and commute back and forth, so it's a kind of a commuter town.
Yeah. Yeah,
I left
yeah.
as soon as I could.
Not the poshest of the stockbroker belt places either.
No.
You know, seedy side.
Yes.
Seedy underbelly. A bit like Harrogate, where I lived for a long, long time.
Right.
Same sort of thing. It's got this sort of posh exterior, but...
Yeah. Yeah, there's like three nice streets, and the rest of it's...
Right, right. Yeah, Andover. Funny, Andover Fist. I always used to think. It's a funny place.
It is a funny place.
So I can see why a person would sort of want to go and see the world.
Right.
After, you know, being raised in Andover.
Yeah. If you spend long enough in Andover, you want to leave.
Yeah. Did you like make the trip to London a lot as a kid?
Yeah, as soon as I could, I moved to London. I couldn't stay in Andover too long. But as soon as I could, I moved to London. I ended up living in Wimbledon.
Right. Yeah,
I loved it, and then I was just one summer. I said I'm done, and moved to the States.
And enough, yeah. Well, it's a big move though for a kid.
It is a big move
to do that. But you had somewhere to go, at a college.
Exactly. Yeah, I wasn't
place.
I wasn't just up and leaving.
But. Yeah. Yes, it's a funny thing to go back. I mean, you say your accent has not. You think it's changed a little bit. People in England say my accent's changed, but I don't know. It depends who I'm talking to.
Right.
Frankly,
yeah,
I am a bit like that, but I do hear people. Do you ever get people you've got very strong American accents? And you say, "How long have you been here?" And they say, 8 weeks.
Right.
They've immediately launched themselves in. I don't think it's necessarily shallowness of character, but I judge it that way.
Well, I think it is a shallowness of character.
There's a lack of depth.
There's no possible way your accent changes in 8 weeks. And you're like, they sound like they're from Texas or somewhere, and they're living here. So I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
Right. My dad lived here for 42 years, and his accent never changed, or very little.
The best one's when you get someone, like, I met a guy from Newcastle the other day, and the thickest accent, so how long have you been here? Expect him to say, like, you know, 6 months, because he's... Like 42 years. Like,
why, aye, man?
Yeah, exactly.
42 years. I'm like, are you proud of me accent, actually?
You've gone round for 42 years, no one understanding you, ever.
That's great.
Right?
Well, it's a way to get through life. Doesn't matter, does it?
Right.
Because the bottom line is that the Americans will listen to your accent and often say, oh, I love your accent. But you know they're not really hearing the words, which is probably a good thing in my case.
Right.
Eventually, doing radio, eventually somebody's going to clock in. They're going to realise what I'm saying, and they're going to go, get this guy out of here.
They're going to stop listening.
What's he doing?
Right.
I keep thinking my boss is going to do that.
Exactly.
For the first 6 months working here, I thought, I used to go out into the office and think, today's the day he's going to realise what I just said.
He's just going to, there's going to be a knock on the door.
Yeah. Sorry, mate, I've made a mistake.
You're not good.
So let's play some very British music. You said on your list, like when you sent me a list of songs, it's Blur, anything by Blur.
Right. Blur was the first band I saw live. So that's why, I guess. I don't really like Blur, but I went to see him, so I felt like we should...
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Did you go and see him and then go, right, I must listen to some music or not? You weren't... You never... Was that the only experience?
Do you know when you go to a concert, like a live music, you listen to the album before you go so
right.
that you know some of the words, so you don't look like the guy that doesn't know any words. I did that, and then never really listened to him after, but I felt that Blur needed to be covered in this because they were my first live musical experience.
So in the Blur Oasis battle... Back in the 90s, I'm thinking, probably.
Right, yeah. Early 90s, right?
What was your... Which side would you have taken?
I think I would have taken Oasis.
Would you?
Yeah, I think they were better.
Easier to access Oasis.
Right.
Blur, but, a little bit intellectual, bit smarty party, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's me too. You know, pretty smart.
Mm.
But Damon Albarn, the lead singer of Blur, just went on a rampage, right? He started getting drunk all the time. And
did he recently?
I think so. And I think he became a quitter.
Really?
And then he did the Gorillaz or whatever.
That's not actually that recently. It's a few years ago. But he's actually a very brilliant guy. He's a conductor of orchestras and he's a great writer of music. Yeah, yeah. Although Noel Gallagher, not an idiot either.
No.
His brother, moron. Liam,
complete moron. Idiot.
Like Simeon, just complete monkey.
Caveman.
He's a monkey.
He didn't evolve.
No, not in the least.
No.
But Noel, he's very, very smart. In a sort of down-to-earth sort of way.
Yeah.
Very street smart.
Very thug-like. But
yeah.
How did they function as a band for so long?
Well, the brothers.
Liam just fell apart every single time.
A kid.
Just fighting.
Yeah.
I love it.
I want to play a Blur song, but it's very short.
That's good.
Let's try this, and then maybe we'll play another one.
Or we could just move on.
We could, but this is the one, like, when somebody says Blur, this is the song that sticks in my mind. Yeah, Blur, that is total rock and roll music. You can talk about Motley Crue all you like, but they didn't see the need to do the whole hair teasing thing either. Can't see Blur like combing each other's hair on the bus.
No, I don't think they would have.
No, absolutely not. Great band, really cool. At the time, I was a bit sort of too old for getting into a band war thing. First of all, they were both famous, which is irritating to me.
Yeah.
Personal, you know, I just, you know, I'm jealous.
You've already said you don't like success.
Right,
you don't like success.
I don't like, I'm very jealous of success.
I don't like anyone with talent or who uses that talent
like
to be
talent.
Successful.
I love talent, but I expect you to be
struggling.
In a homeless shelter. Yeah.
I want you to be talented but struggling. If you're successful because of your talent,
no,
I hate you.
Very irritating. That's quite British of me, isn't it?
It
actually,
is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're successful. Could you go to the back of the line, please?
Yeah, I'm hoping that you'll crash and burn. It's all right. You can be successful for a minute.
Exactly.
But you must crash and burn from, you know, just for me.
Yeah.
You should do it for me. Apparently, you're saying that Damon Albarn did crash and burn at some point.
Yeah, but he instantly bounced back. So, again, that's
flew
because he was talented.
See, he flew too close to the sun. He stared into the mantle of fame for just that. A lot of people do it. Happens a lot.
It does.
You seen Russell Brand recently?
No, I haven't, but he's probably fallen off the wagon.
He's not off the... Thank goodness he's still sober, still a sober man. But I saw him on Bill Maher recently, and he's back in a nice way. I felt for him. He was clearly trying to control himself, which he never had before.
No. Didn't he get married to, like...
He married some little pop star.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry married her for 10 minutes.
That was bizarre.
I know, but, you know. I think it was the only way. He wanted to, he wanted to sleep with her, and I don't think she would go for it unless he married her. So he did that.
That's a big commitment.
Well, I don't think he felt that way because they got divorced very soon afterwards.
Okay.
So I don't know. But he's back and he's sort of like, he's Gandalf the Grey now. You know, it was like Gandalf went out and fought the demon.
Right.
The Balrog.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he came back, Gandalf the White. So I see him like that, a bit like that.
But I think if he's not the Grey still, he's going to struggle because that was kind of his thing.
Well, he's still very witty, very funny. I think he just did this whole, he believed his own, you know.
Yeah.
Bologna sandwich there a little bit for a minute.
He got caught up in his own talent.
He did. I think he admitted it. He said it on the TV. He said he admitted it and he was smiling about it, you know. So quite relatively humble. He's right. Keeping bees.
Like as a pet?
He's a beekeeper. Not pets. can you ever say that bees are pets?
Well, I don't know. You just said he's keeping bees. I didn't know that was a terminology.
He's an apiarist. That's the word for a beekeeper. I don't know how I know that. But I do know it.
So he's in the honey business.
Well, no, he doesn't salvage the honey. That's what he says. He says he thinks that would be mean. So he doesn't do that. But he keeps the bees and he makes sure they're all right. And he goes out. He's got 70,000 bees. This is what he said.
He's got 70,000.
This is what he said. He said, "I've got 70,000 bees, and every one of them's nothing but trouble."
Well, so bees, I imagine bees would always be trouble because they sting you.
Right. Well, you have to wear garb, you have to wear a hat thing, you know, like a cover on your face. And
isn't honey the byproduct of owning bees? Like, that's the kind of the point?
It would be for people like you and I, because we don't, you know, we're like, they're only bees.
Right.
Who cares?
Exactly.
But perhaps, you know, he's got plenty of time and on his hands, and he's got lots of money, so maybe he gets to know them. And once you get to know an animal, it's very hard to, to kill them for food or to steal their honey, which they use to feed the queen, I believe, or something. What's it for, Bee? What's honey for? Please call 949. No, don't call. Don't call in. We're not rid of that.
It would be an interesting thing to find out what is honey for in the bee world.
Right. Because what do they do with it? Do they eat it?
Why do they do... Don't they eat pollen?
Well, they secrete honey. And you wouldn't think that anybody other than a drunk Hell's Angel on the steps of a Motley Crue gig would want to drink their own secretions. Would you? I'm not personally, you know...
I mean, I would if I had to.
Right. You can actually. You can drink your own pee for a while.
For like three times or something.
Yeah, and then it becomes toxic. Yeah.
I've only done it twice, so I'm okay.
Right, you'd be fine then.
But bees. Let's go back to the bees.
Yeah, bees. Pollen. Do you have allergies at all?
No, I don't.
You don't? I never did. And now this year, terrible. And it makes you hate bees, which is a shame. I'm like, bees, ugh. Because bees are important, apparently, to the ecosystem. And they're dying in droves. There's some disease that bees have got. And apparently, but I've just grown to loathe the bee. Why do you have to do that thing with the pollen?
It's just messing with your sinuses.
Ugh, it makes me sneeze and my eyes running and all that. It's really pathetic. Yeah. So there you go. Our guest this morning is Nick Hooper. He's here on Full English Breakfast because he's a Brit. And he's brought music in to play on the R. Let's move along to some more music here. You can choose. I'll give you a choice.
I think we should play the one that's for my stepson. Can you get that one?
What was it? I can't remember what it was now.
Greta
Van Fleet.
Yes.
Yes, a band I'd never heard of before.
He called me and said, "You got to listen to this song." And I did, and I love it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's on there. So when I told him I was going to be on this, he said, "You've got to play that song."
Well, you know what? We will Google so the listener doesn't have to. We'll play the song, Greta Van Fleet's brand new music. Its album came out this year, Black Smoke Rising. It's an EP. And the title track is in our system right now. We can play the song. And in the meantime, I will Google so the listener doesn't have to. And we'll find out some pertinent information. And if there isn't anything interesting about this band, we'll just move on.
We'll Google bees.
Bees.
And honey.
Right, we can find out more about... Let's find out what is honey for. If you just Google that, what is honey for? That would be simple Google, wouldn't it?
It would be a simple Google.
I'm doing it. This is Greta Van Fleet. It's KX 93.5's Full English Breakfast here on KX 93.5. And we are KX 93.5, Lagoon's only FM. KX, did I say that enough times? Yeah, I think I did. That is rock and roll music right there. It's the song's called Black Smoke Rising and the band's called Greta Van Fleet. They're named after a woman from Dorset.
Really?
Who apparently gave her okay, her blessing, for the band to use the name. They're young blokes. There's three brothers, Josh, Jake and Sam Kiska. K-I-S-Z-K-A. Kiska, which is means gut in Yiddish, so I don't know.
Are they from Dorset?
They are from... No, they're not. They're from North Dakota.
I wonder how they found the woman from Dorset.
I have no idea. Doesn't make any sense. Let's see. Let's see. What's her name? No. She's from Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Oh.
I got it wrong. It's not Dorset. I'm glad you picked me up on that. So there you go. So they're very young. And they've got that sound, haven't they? Like, I think you were saying Led Zeppelin a bit, maybe.
Yeah.
The Darkness, I was thinking. Also, but they've got a touch... What's that Canadian band? Rush. Touch of that in the voice, because it's got that soprano voice. No, oh. You shouldn't even mention that name, even in jest.
Did you see in the news that there was a Canadian police were playing Nickelback in the back of their police cars
when
they arrested someone?
Oh, dear.
To really rub it in, kind of thing.
Yeah, terrible. Nickelback, what's the other band? Creed. We can't play it. We don't play any of that stuff. If you'd have sent, when you sent your list, if there was Nickelback on it, I'd have written back and said, I'm sorry, we can't find it.
Right.
It's not... I'd have been nice about it because I didn't know you, but
yeah.
Now that I know you, I think I'd have been a little bit more blunt.
Right.
Frankly. But Nick Hooper's on the air. Works next door at Villa. Let's talk about that sales, because it's I personally find it very... The idea of selling something is... And you... It's hard. I think it's hard work. And but some people just love it. Do you love these sales?
I do love it.
Are you chasing the clothes?
No, I'm not. Well, I work with a group. It's me, Mike Johnson, and Paolo Preda, and we do a lot of sponsorship here. Actually.
Yes, you do.
And we're not that kind of aggressive closing. We're more referrals and, you know, kind of work for our clients a little bit more, which is nice. I really enjoy it. And I'd like to think we have a good reputation in town, and we kind of look after people.
You totally do. You've got a great reputation in town, and your offices are superb. I would like to move in and be on the ocean side of this building.
You could.
Yeah.
You could spend, like, off hours over there.
I also have... I have a fridge that belonged to you, your company. In
really?
My garage, yeah. It's full of Snapple now. So it's gone to a good home.
Yeah. Why Snapple?
It's my drug of choice.
Really?
Snapple. Diet Snapple, yeah. Half and half.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think my kids like the mango one.
Yes, but it's very sweet, see, and I'm diabetic.
You're sweet enough.
Exactly, I really am. I really, really am. But no, so, it must be a thing. It must be a great feeling when you've put somebody in a home, because that's not like selling a car or whatever, even a car, where, you know, they walk away and that's that. They're in a home. It's where they live, man. It's a
right. Then that was how I met you. So Kristen bought a house from us.
Oh, they did.
And
Kirsten Bruce, who's been on the show,
yes.
Yeah. And her husband's been on the show as well, John.
And they, just to see how happy they are and how happy they were with the whole process, it's nice. Yeah. Especially helping a fellow Brit.
Yeah.
And she was living in, like, Ladera Ranch or somewhere.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, you realise you could move for the same amount of money, you could move and live near the beach. And she's like, no, I can't. And then she saw that house and she realised she could.
It's a weird place, Ladera Ranch. I used to do a gig up there. It's really Stepford.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Laguna.
No, it's not. It is a weird place.
Yeah. What's the average price home of prices of homes these days in Laguna
Beach?
Here
in town? It varies. I mean, it's depending on
1.7, 2.2?
Yeah, in the twos.
Good grief.
I know.
It's a very expensive place to live.
It is.
It's beautiful, though. That's the thing.
Right.
It's a premium sort of spot. But, yeah. So if you're looking for a home... You need to contact Nick Hooper.
Yes.
Yeah, at Villa.
Next to the radio station.
I was looking for a Villa spot, because we used to have Villa spots on the air, but I can't find anything now. Villa skim update. I don't know what that is.
Well, Paolo Preda is like the world champion at skimboarding.
That's right. He's been in and we've talked to him. That's what that must be.
When you walked around town...
Because there was a big competition recently.
Victor, yeah. Yes, in Newport somewhere. But when you walk around town with Paolo Preda, everyone under the age of 18 will run across the street to see him.
Is that right?
He's in this town, because it's a skimming town. He's a celebrity.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Usually they run across the street away from me, so that's it works pretty well.
Well, they're not interested in me, that's for sure. Listen, we've got time to play one more song, then you and I are going to go and have breakfast.
Well, I think, could you talk about the bees and the honey? Because when you Googled what is honey for, someone said...
So, briefly, I Googled what is honey for, and it says you drink it in your tea and spread it on toast.
So that's what it's for?
It's made, here we go, a thick golden liquid produced by industrious bees. Honey is made using the nectar of flowering plants and is saved inside the beehive for eating. They do eat it. Even though they secrete it, then they eat it during times of scarcity. And they make it from nectar, which is taken from flowers. when they're going around doing their job of pollinating.
Yeah.
Evolution has made it so that they get something for their work. You know, they go pollinate the flowers and then they get this nectar. Pretty good.
It's interesting.
Well, kind of. On the other hand, I'm ready for breakfast now.
Yeah, not really that interesting.
Oh, the hour's switched over. Hang on, let's do this, because I want to play one more of your songs before we go. We're a little bit late, and Steve's going to be annoyed. Steve Reed is up next here on KX93.5 on a Sunday morning. I'm going to load this and then make sure that we've got the song that I wanted. Here we go. How about Old Red Eyes Is Back?
Why not, right?
The beautiful South.
It's a Sunday morning.
It really is. Thanks for coming in, man. It's very nice of you to do this on Spec.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, nice one. We'll go and have breakfast and we'll chin-wag a little more.
Okay.
It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's Only FM. Back next week with Full English Breakfast.